The Palestine Expo, dubbed as Europe's biggest ever event on Palestine, launched on Saturday in the heart of London, right on the doorstep of the Houses of Parliament. However, the two-day celebration of Palestine came very close to not happening after the organizers, Friends of Al-Aqsa, faced enormous pressure from Israeli lobby groups and even the British government to cancel the event. Senior British Conservative lawmaker and staunch supporter of Israel, Sajid Javid, had threatened to cancel the major pro-Palestine event. However, Friends of Al-Aqsa successfully fought back with the support of many pro-Palestine activists, and the government eventually allowed the expo to go ahead.
I think it's significant that it's been held, but frankly, they dare not cancel a great event like this. And that's an indication of just how strong the movement for Palestine has become. That here we are just across the road from Parliament, really at the center of power in Britain, celebrating a Palestinian resistance.
Thousands of people are attending the expo until Sunday, which bills itself as a celebration of Palestinian culture, history and food, and featured many top international speakers from all walks of life.
This event comes at a significant year for Palestine, with 2017 marking the 100th year anniversary of the Balfour Declaration, 50 years of the occupation of Masjid al-Aqsa, and a decade of the Gaza blockade.
This year is 100 years since Balfour signed his declaration in which he gave away Palestine, which did not belong to the British government, as a Jewish homeland. And I think that was a great injustice that was done. And we brought these people to condemn that and to get the British government to apologize to the Palestinians for the crisis that they created.
The fact that this major event in support of Palestine was allowed to take place shows the positive progress that is being made within the British society for the Palestinian struggle. Camila Shambiati, Press TV, London.